由陳敏儀傳道傳譯，講道嘅題目係《神所揀選所珍貴的》。Our speaker today is Pastor Dan Shi, with Pastor Anita Chen as our interpreter. The sermon title is Chosen by God and Precious to Him.
Please pray with me again. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we devote our time to you now. Please take our minds and our hearts as we hear your word. May it change us and grow us in love for you and worship to you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
真是被天父，我哋都系去感谢你。我哋感谢你，让你自己嘅话语可以俾我哋听到。我哋求主你自己亲自嘅，真系用你嘅话语去改变我哋嘅心，让我哋又带住谦卑嘅心去听你嘅道。祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名义祈求，阿门。
When I was a kid, I had a Sunday school teacher named Uncle Charlie.
我细个嘅时候咧，有一个主学嘅老师，大家咧都叫佢Charlie 叔叔。
Uncle Charlie was my friend Matthew's dad, and he was a big, strong, intimidating guy.
Charlie 叔叔咧系我朋友 Matthew 嘅爸爸，佢人高马大，见到佢咧都有啲惊嘅。
Now he had a way of effortlessly switching between personalities from friendly to scary.
佢一种本事可以由一个自然地好亲切嘅面孔，突然间变得好严厉。
One moment, he would be your lovable uncle with a twinkle in his eye, but if you ever acted up in his class, he would flip a switch and his eyes would darken, and suddenly he was this big, imposing mountain.
一秒钟，佢只眼闪亮亮，好可爱嘅叔叔。但系只要你喺课堂上面喺度搞鬼嘅时候，佢就会变面，眼神一沉，成座山咁样砸过嚟。
Now one Sunday, I was just zoning out.While he was teaching a lesson, and I started kicking the wall of the classroom with my sneakers.
有一个主日咧，我咧就上堂，响主日学里面喺度发紧白日梦，着住对波鞋踢住埲墙。
Now I wasn't really mindful of what I was doing. I was just an ADHD kid who was bored and distracted.
嗱，老实讲，我咧就冇意识到咧自己喺度做紧咩嘢嘅。我只不过系一个有ADHD 嘅细路，觉得又无聊又分心嘅小朋友。
Suddenly, from somewhere above and behind me, I heard a voice boom. Daniel, 你干嘛？
突然间，我喺后面传来一个好低沉嘅有力嘅声音。Daniel, 你喺度做紧咩
？I turn around.And Uncle Charlie was just a dark cloud.
我一转身睇见 Charlie 叔叔成个人就好似一嚿乌云咁样。
He pointed at the wall, and I turned back to see that I had left ugly black scuff marks all over the white walls.
佢指住埲墙，我转眼一望，大镬，白色嘅墙俾我只脚嘅印一笪笪咁样踩咗响埲墙度。
I had damaged the church building.
我将教会嘅墙整坏咗。
I had sullied the house of God.
我玷污咗上帝嘅殿。
Boy, did I get in trouble that Sunday.
呢次真系结塔塔。
Now my Sunday school teacher, Uncle Charlie, left a deep and indelible impact in my life.
嗱，我呢个主日学嘅老师查理叔叔喺我生命当中留下咗一个好深刻嘅印象。
If Daniel Shi was a house, Uncle Charlie laid bricks in my foundation.
如果 Daniel Shi 石守忠牧师系一个房系一个屋嘅时候，呢个 Charlie 叔叔就系呢个地基里面放砖嘅人。
Now, even though I shared a bad memory, I have just as many memories of him being fun and loving and playing with us.
嗱，虽然我刚才分享一啲比较冇咁开心嘅回忆。但系我有好多嘅回忆都系好嘅。
And I still remember some of his Bible lessons, including wise things that he taught me that even today I teach others.
我仍然都系记得佢所教嘅一啲圣经嘅真理。现在我亦都系用呢一啲嘅智慧系去教其他嘅人。
Now just think about that for a second.
30 years later, the sheep under my care are still learning lessons that Uncle Charlie taught Pastor Dan in Sunday school.
大家想想，30年前，我牧养底下的羊群，仍然今天在这里学着 Charlie 叔叔当年在主日学道教我的功课。
Now, you Sunday school teachers and youth leaders, and those of you who are still in here, do you understand the tremendous power and responsibility that the church has handed you?
今天的主日学老师、青少年导师，我想你们去明白，今天教会交托给你们的，是一个多大的能力和责任。
And do we all understand the promises that were made before us in this dedication?
大家明唔明白今日嘅就职礼喺众人面前所立嘅应许咧
？When you teach children, you are laying bricks.
当我哋去教导我哋嘅细路仔嘅时候，我哋就好似放砖咁样，一块一块嘅。
And when you lead youth, you are building a house.
当你系带领青少年团契嘅时候，你。在建造一间房屋
But not some old physical house like the one here on 100 Alfred Street that can be destroyed by moth and rust and that can be scuffed up by the sneakers of a hyperactive 10-year-old boy.
但是不是好像这间的教会那样实体的建筑物是会被虫蛀被生锈亦都会被一个好动的10岁的小孩踢烂的
You are building an eternal spiritual house.
你所建造的是一个永恒属灵的屋。
Let's read the first two verses from our passage today.
让我们一起去看看我们今天要看的头那两节圣经。
1 Peter chapter 2 verses 4 and 5. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him.You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house.
彼得前书二章第四节开始，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主的面前，亦就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Now, the Apostle Peter here uses a metaphor to describe our Lord Jesus Christ, calling him a living stone.
使徒彼得用一个比喻去形容我们的主耶稣，称他为活石。
But not only is Jesus a living stone, Peter says that each one of us here are also like living stones.
但耶稣不是只是说他自己是一个活石，彼得在这里说，他说我们每一个人也都是活石。
And as living stones, we are being built into a spiritual house.
而作为活石，我们就正在被建造成为一个灵宫。
Now, in this spiritual house, there may be many stones, but there is one special stone that is unique above the rest.
在这个灵宫里面有很多的石头，但是其中有一块的石头，它是独一无二，超越其他所有的。
In verse 6, Peter quotes the prophet Isaiah. He says, For in scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
在第六节的时候，彼得引用以赛亚书先知所讲的话，他说，看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石放在石安，信靠他的人必不致羞愧。
Now in Peter's time, if you were a mason and you wanted to erect a building, the very first stone that you place was critical to your success.
在彼得的时代的时候，如果你是一个石匠的时候，要盖一间建筑物的时候，第一块的石头是非常重要的。
The cornerstone determined where the whole rest of the building would go.
这个房角石将会决定这一间的屋，这个建筑物的方向。
It determined whether the building would rest on solid ground or sinking sand.
它更加的去决定这一间的屋是立在磐石上面，还是沉在流沙的里面。
And it must be strong enough to bear the weight of the entire building.
嗱，佢需要係足夠嘅堅固，能夠去承受整座嘅建築物嘅重量。
And so the cornerstone must be laid first, and it cannot be replaced.
所以呢個防角石一定要係第一樣嘢被放下嘅，而且唔可以被替換。
Jesus Christ is the cornerstone who was laid first, and upon him we, the church, are being built into this spiritual house.
那耶稣基督就是这块最先放低的防角石，在祂的上面，教会就会被建造成为灵宫。
And because of Jesus, the church rests on unshakable ground.
也都因为耶稣，教会是站在一个不会动摇的根基里面。
Because of Jesus, the church will not grow old and topple over.
也都因为耶稣，教会是不会变成一个旧楼，甚至崩陷的。
You see, Peter here is impressing upon us the incredible identity that we've been given.
那彼得在这里让我们去认识一个极其宝贵的身份。
Let me ask you a question. What is church to you?
我问下大家一条问题，教会对你来说是什么？
Maybe for some of you, church might feel like a duty.
那对于有些人来说，教会可能是一个责任。
Once a week, in order to please God, I must spend 75 minutes in Milsons Point, 90 minutes if you count the time it takes to find parking.
在每一个星期，为了讨好上帝的喜悦的时候，我可能花了75分钟来 Milsons Point， 如果计埋泊车的时间，可能是90分钟。
Or maybe for others, it is more like a social club. The church is a place for you to see your friends once a week.
又或者对于其他嘅人嚟讲，教会可能系一个社交俱乐部，每个星期去见下我啲朋友。
But God says that in its essence, the church is a community of people that God Himself had formed.
但系神话教会嘅本质系一个。由佢自己亲自建立嘅群体。
See, the one thing that every other human community has in common is that they are formed by humans.
有一样嘢我哋要明白嘅就系，所有人类嘅群体有一个共同点，佢哋都系由人去建立嘅。
Now, some of you here are part of a fitness club that was formed by members of the Cantonese congregation.And you go on runs together early on Saturday mornings, sometimes with Reverend Nathan.
那有些人可能参加了粤语堂会友组成的一个健身跑步团，每个星期六一早上就跟陈牧师一起去跑步。
Some of you here are dual citizens of Hong Kong and Australia. These are human societies formed by humans.
那我们当中可能有些人是有双国的公民权，由香港和澳洲。但是这些是人类建立的人类社会。
But here in verse 5, Peter says, you are being built into a spiritual house.
但在第五节的时候，彼得说，你们是被建造成的灵宫。
Now this verb here is in the passive voice, which means that we are not the ones doing the building. And so then, who is?
那在这里的动词是一个被动语，意思就是说，不是我们在这里做建造，那究竟是谁呢？
And in verse 6, he cites an Old Testament passage from Isaiah. He says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone.
在第六节他引用以赛亚书的时候，他说，看啊，我放了一块石头在石安。
And so who is speaking here then? Who laid this cornerstone?
那究竟谁在这里讲说话？是谁安放这一块的防角石呢？
What makes the church special is that we are the only human institution that was brought into existence by the power of God.
其实教会的独特之处是在它是唯一一个藉着神的大能而存在的人类群体。
Every human club will come to an end.The Canto Fitness Club will come to an end when you all get too old to run marathons.
我相信大家都明白， 所有人去建立的社团都会有结束的一日。当大家老了不能够再跑马拉松的时候，粤语堂这个健身团也都分分钟会结束。
But the church will not end.
但教会不会。
Every human nation, no matter how much land they control or how powerful their military is, has an expiration date.
所有人类的国家，无论佢个土地有几大，军力有几多都好，始终有一日佢有佢嘅期限。
But the church will last into eternity.
大教会将会存到永恒。
Now, about 10 years ago, Uncle Charlie passed away due to cancer.
大概十年前 ，Charlie 叔叔因为癌症过世。
When I went back to visit my hometown, I made sure to catch up with his son Matthew.
我翻到自己嘅家乡嘅时候，特别系去揾佢个仔阿 Matt。
I made sure to tell him how much his father shaped me, how I was terrified of him growing up, but also how he played a significant role.In the nurturing of my faith.
我同佢讲佢嘅爸爸点样系去塑造我。我细嘅时候其实系好惊佢，但系佢亦都深深咁影响咗喺我信仰上面嘅成长。
You want to know something unbelievable? Because God formed the church and built it upon Christ the cornerstone, I didn't have to say goodbye to Uncle Charlie.
你知唔知一件好不可思议嘅事？因为教会。是神所建立的，又是建筑在基督的这个宝贵的各房各石上面，我不需要跟 Charlie 叔叔说再见。
And you know, instead I said, see you soon.
我跟他说，很快我们又会再见。
You know, one day some of you here, my sheep, will meet Uncle Charlie in person, and you can tell him some of the things that Pastor Dan taught you.And with a twinkle in his eye, he will say to you, "Well, who do you think taught him that?"
有一日，你哋当中有啲人，我嘅样，会遇见 Charlie 叔叔。你哋可能会话俾佢听，诶，石守忠牧师教过我啲咩嘢？相信佢会对住你笑。你以为系边个教嘅咧
？Now, you Sunday school teachers and youth leaders, you remember this story.And you remember the promises that you made before God today. And you serve our children with reverence and care and hope.
主學老師，少年團契的導師，我想你記得這個故事，記得你們今天在神面前所立的應許，用一個敬畏、關懷還有盼望來去服侍我們這一班的孩子。
The Apostle Peter wrote this letter that we read during a dark time in the early days of the church.
那使徒彼得写呢一封信嘅时候，正系教会初期嘅一段黑暗日子。
It was a time when Christian persecution was on the rise, and God's people were facing immense social pressure to abandon their faith in Jesus.
那当时的基督徒的逼迫是不断地提升，而神的子民是承受着极大的社会的压力，甚至被迫放弃他们对耶稣的信仰。
And he wrote as a pastor to these suffering Christians to give them comfort and strength and to call them to persevere.
那彼得好像一个牧者一样，他写信去安慰坚固这一班受苦的信徒，呼召他们持守到底。
Now how in this letterDoes he inspire the suffering Christians to persevere?
咁佢点样系去激励佢哋去有呢一个嘅坚忍嘅心咧
？He inspires them by pointing their gaze to the cornerstone.
佢启发佢哋去将嗰个目光望向呢一个房角石。
In verse 4, Peter plainly states the identity and experience of the Son of God when he was in the world.
在第四节里面，彼得清楚地讲明主耶稣佢在世上面嘅佢身份同埋佢嘅经历。
He says that the living stone was rejected by humans, yet chosen by God and precious to Him.
佢话耶稣基督系一个被人所弃，却系被神所拣选、所宝贵嘅。
Now, there are two quality here to pay attention to. One is bad news, and the other is good news.
在这里有两个重点，一个是一个坏消息，另一个是一个好消息。
But the good news far outweighs and makes up for the bad news.
当然，好消息永远都是远胜过坏消息。
Now, this is the cosmic plot twist in God's grand redemption plan.In Jesus' life and ministry on earth, he was constantly met with persecution and rejection. Though many loved him, others plotted to kill him. He found no rest on earth and no understanding.
他在地上面无安息，亦都冇人真正理解他。
And his rejection led to his humiliation and death on the cross.
最终他被羞辱，被在十字架上面死。
And yet, in that very moment, when seemingly Satan had his triumph, God used that moment to bring forgiveness to sinners and salvation to the whole world.
就在这个时候，你以为撒旦已经是得胜的时候，神在这里藉着带来的赦免和全世界的救赎在这个十字架上面。
And then God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and placed him at his right hand and declared that all of heaven and earth will be under his feet.
神令耶稣从死里复活，坐在全能父的右边，宣告给天地万有的都要伏在他的脚下。
Jesus might have been rejected by humans, but he was exalted by God.
耶稣基督虽然被人弃绝，但是他被神高举。
And for us, as Peter says here in verse 6, the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
对我们来讲，就好像第六节所讲，信靠他的人必不自羞愧。
And so Peter's message to the suffering Christians is this: if even the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was rejected by men, should you not expect the same in your own life?
所以彼得对受苦的信徒他说，如果连主耶稣基督神的儿子都被人拒绝，你怎样期待自己在世上面不会有同样的遭遇呢？
And furthermore, if Jesus' rejection by humans was completely overcome by God's exaltation of him, should you not also expect that your future glory far outweighs your present suffering?
而且当耶稣所遭受的拒绝却最终被神的荣耀完全胜过的时候，那你是不是应该相信将来等候你的荣耀会远超过今日你所受的苦楚呢？
And that is exactly what Peter confirms for us in the end of our passage.
那这个正是彼得在第九节里面所给我们的答案。
Chapter 2 verse 9, he says, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
在第九节他说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明的美德。
And so it's as simple as this: chosen by God and precious to him, rejected by humans.
好像包剪揼这样，就是被神拣选，被神所看为宝贵的，剪就是被人拒绝。
Rock beats scissors.
很简单而已，打永远赢铰剪的。
You know, last week I was playing cards and board games and chatting with some of the high school junior boys. This was for the youth holiday program.
上个星期在青少年的假期活动里面，我和几个高中的学生，我们一起玩 board games 去倾偈。
And I asked them, what is one thing that you hate the most about being a Christian?
我问他们，作为基督徒你最讨厌的是什么？
And one of them said, I hate
how early I have to wake up to get to church.
其中有一個話俾我聽，我最討厭嘅咪星期日要咁早起身翻嚟教會咯。
He said my alarm is already set so early on weekdays because of school, and sometimes on Sunday I just want to sleep in.
佢話平日都已經翻學要咁早啦，星期日真係想瞓多少少。
Now, I'm sure he wasn't the only Canto member who felt this way, and to those of you who struggle to wake up for church, I want you to know that I get it. I really do.
我相信余宇堂不只是他是这样想的。如果你为了朝头早起身回来教会的事挣扎的时候，我明白的。
Sometimes, on a Sunday morning, my alarm goes off, and I just lie in bed for a few minutes with my eyes closed, thinking to myself, maybe I should just call in sick.
你有时在星期日我的闹钟响，我会摊在张床度合埋只眼，心喺度谂，我今日要唔要请病假咧
？But do you know what I have never ever thought to myself？
但你知唔知有一样嘢，我从来都冇谂过噶
？I have never woken up super early for church, tired and sleepy, and thought to myself, maybe I should get crucified on the cross。
嗱，我从来冇。想过早少少翻嚟教会，懵懵松松咁喺度同自己讲，或者我应该钉十字架。
As a servant of Christ, my life has been full of frustration and hardship, but I have never thought to myself, this is not worth it, and I'd rather die.
你作为基督嘅仆人，我嘅人生充满咗挫折同埋艰难，但系我从来冇谂过。这一切都是不值得，唉，我不如去死了。
Whatever hardships you face as a Christian, God has equipped you to overcome them.
那无论你作为基督徒面对乜嘢嘅困难都好，神已经装备咗你，能够去胜过。
How so? Well, in two ways.
那点样去胜过？有两种方法。
Firstly, because whatever afflictions you have had to bear, you have the comfort to know that your Lord bore them first, and He did so as a sinless man for your salvation.
那第一，佢所承受嘅一切苦难，其实主耶稣早早已经为你承受，而佢系无罪噶，为嘅系你嘅救赎。
And so if Christ himself has gone before you in facing the rejection of the world, should any of your pain or discomfort, as temporary as they are, well, should it discourage you and make you want to give up?
既然耶稣基督已经在我们的前面走过的时候，面对着世人的拒绝，今日我们所经历的只不过是一个短暂的痛苦，又为什么会令到我们灰心？甚至想放棄呢?
And secondly, God has equipped you to triumph over your hardship by giving you a secure hope in your identity.
第二，耶稣基督装备咗你胜过艰难，藉住神响基督里面巩固咗你嘅身份。
In verse 10, he says, "Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once." You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
在第十节他说，你们从前算不得子民，现在却作了神的子民。从前未曾蒙怜恤，现在却蒙了怜恤。
Now it's not always being, it's not always easy being a Sunday school teacher in CCC, is it?
在 CCC 做主日学的老师绝对是不容易的。
Our rosters are thin, our children are rowdy, and our parking is horrible.
嗱，我哋轮值嘅只不过系仅仅够人，细路仔又嘈，揾位泊车简直恐怖。
What makes a person quit on a ministry?
嗱，有啲咩嘢会令人想放弃服事咧
？Is it the inconvenience and the stress, or is it the early mornings or the late nights doing lesson prep?
系麻烦，系压力，系朝头早。亦话挨夜去避火
？No, I'll tell you what makes a person quit is when they lose sight of their glorious spiritual identity.
我可以话俾你听，唔系啊，真正令人放弃嘅系我哋 忘记了自己荣耀的属灵身份。
Peter says, you are the people of God.
彼得说，你们是神的子民啊。
He says, you are chosen by God.
你们是神所拣选的。
He says, you are God's special possession.
你们是属神的产业啊。
When you are equipped with this truth in your heart, what kind of adversity can you possibly face that would make you waver in your faith?
在这个真理深深地扎根的在你心里面的时候，你会问，有什么困境会令到你在信仰上面动摇呢？
Let me tell you, the last time that I saw Uncle Charlie before he passed away was, funny enough, at my grandmother's funeral.
当我最后一次见查理叔叔的时候，其实是在我祖母的丧礼上面。
Now during the wake, as various aunties and uncles whirled around us, my brother and I sat silently in the back row next to a pillar.
丧礼完了之后，啲亲戚喺度嚟嚟去去，我同细佬就静静地坐咗喺后排嘅一边。
I didn't know, you know, where my mom and dad had gone, but it was just the two of us, and nobody seemed to notice us.
我不知道爹哋妈咪去咗边，只系剩低我哋两个，好似亦都冇乜人注意我哋。
I could tell that my brother Andrew was barely keeping himself together, and I didn't know what to do.
我睇得出我细佬 Andrew 咧就快撑唔住噶啦，但系我唔知要做啲咩嘢。
When in swoops Uncle Charlie.
就在这个时候，查理叔叔就走过来了。
He makes me move over one chair so that he could sit between us, and then he puts one brawny arm around each of our shoulders, and then he proceeds to pray with us, and pray for us, and to speak words of encouragement to us.
他叫我，谢过，让我坐在那里。他在中间那里，用他一个很粗壮的手臂揽住我们两个。然后他为我们祈祷，带我们讲一些，跟我们讲一些安慰的说话。
He said, Nai Nai is in heaven now, and he will see her one day, he promised.
他说，妈妈现在已经在天上了，有一天，你们会再见到她的。
And as we both broke down in tears, he whispered over and over again, Jesus loved her, and she is with her Savior now.
当时我们两个大声地在喊，他又不停地细细声跟我们说，耶稣爱她，她现在是跟她的救主
This is one brick in God's spiritual house, building two younger bricks and making them stronger and bringing them comfort.
呢一个系一块石头，一块砖，正正系响上帝神嘅灵宫里面，扶持另外两块年轻啲嘅砖，令到佢哋刚强，带俾佢哋安慰。
You Sunday school teachers and you youth leaders and you sundry servants of God, you have made a commitment to build God's spiritual house brick by brick through the discipling of our children and youth.
主日学老师、青少年导师，甚至作神仆人的一班领袖，你们已经承诺建造上帝的灵宫，用一砖一瓦这样带住。藉住门徒训练去建造我哋嘅细路仔同埋青少年。
And this year, in the course of your service, you will doubtlessly face stress and fatigue and conflict and discouragement.
嗱，喺呢一年嘅服侍当中，我相信你哋会遇到压力、疲倦、冲突，甚至灰心。
But in those moments, you remember the words of the scriptures here, that it is not you doing the building.But God.
但喺嗰啲时候，我想你记得圣经喺度讲，唔系你去做建造啊，系上帝。
We are all just stones building upon stones, but God is the chief architect, and Jesus Christ is our cornerstone.
嗱，我哋都系一块一块嘅连彼此相连嘅石头，神就系总工程师。耶稣基督就是这个方角石。
Amen. Let us pray.
阿们，让我们一起低头祈祷。
Father God, we thank you for your love to us. We thank you that you saved us at the cost of your precious Son, Jesus. Please impress on us how great and weighty it is that we are being built into your spiritual house. Let us love you and serve you and persevere in our faith as we love and serve each other. This we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
真係慈悲仁愛嘅天父，我哋真係感謝你，感謝你藉住你自己嘅寶血，你自己嘅愛去拯救我哋。神啊，你讓我哋真係成為一班屬你嘅人。當我哋真係有需要嘅時候，我哋跌倒嘅時候，你仍然都係俾憐憫我哋。主啊，真係願意我哋願意真係用一個心去回應上帝你俾我哋嘅愛。我哋願意真係去愛你，我哋去服侍你俾我哋嘅人群。願神你自己親自得到榮耀。我哋咁樣禱告，奉主耶穌基督嘅名義祈求。